Throughout the pandemic, calls to the state's child abuse and neglect hotline have been down more than 50% compared to this time last year. Child advocates believe this is not a signal that fewer children are being harmed, but instead suggests children who are at risk aren't being identified by school teachers and social workers. Betsy Goulet is a clinical assistant professor at the University of Illinois Springfield and co-author of a recent report on this topic from the U of I Institute of Government and Public Affairs. She spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman about how teachers have gotten creative about reaching out to families and why she remains concerned.
They were making drive-bys, you know, they were doing visits on porches and driveways, and that was significant. But again, there were students who probably weren't coming out on the porch or the driveway. And the teachers that we've talked to have said that's what unnerves them, the lack of contact. People don't have their support systems in place. Even if they were getting services, mental health services, perhaps they were in some kind of support group, those kinds of things, they're all suspended. And it's just being really conscious of the way that this has impacted fragile families, the way that the economy has continued to create hardships. And with those hardships, sometimes that's the environment where we see maltreatment, we see depression, and we see, you know, some families who withdraw further and further. It becomes harder for them to deal with these changes.
How do you know when it's abuse and neglect versus simply a lack of access to food or a need for other supports or services? When does it warrant a call to the hotline?
That is the question that we're constantly training mandated reporters to know, that it's not for them to do an investigation. It's for them to report a suspicion and to allow DCFS and the trained investigators to sort through all of the information, all the facts that would then point them to that decision that something is happening. You know, it's not always clear cut. And we also know that children don't necessarily disclose in big chunks of information. And sometimes it is something that's a hint of a larger problem. All we ask of our mandated reporters is to make a report if they have a suspicion that a child might be even at risk of harm. And as you pointed out, you know, is the food issue, the insecurity with food, is it something that's happening because of neglect or because of a lack of funds in the home? You know, we don't consider poverty abuse or neglect. That's a condition that can create harm for kids, but it's also a condition that we can correct with services.
What about for people who don't trust the system for whatever reason?
Absolutely. There are all kinds of perceptions about DCFS. I kind of call them urban legends, you know, that even exist within other systems about DCFS. You know, law enforcement's perceptions, or the school, or the medical community. I've heard them all. I mean, I was a DCFS investigator. And so a lot of what I talk about and my perception of the importance and the value of mandated reporting comes from having done that job and knowing how critically important it is. But we have to support those people. We have to give them the training to understand how to do the job well. But they can only do their jobs if, as a community, we understand that children are harmed. There are people who do things to kids that need to be reported. And right now, we're all feeling a little overwhelmed by what's happening and the fear that there is more of this going on and fewer people in the know.
That's U of I Springfield Professor Betsy Goulet speaking with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman. The state's child abuse hotline is 1-800-25-ABUSE.